Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Carey. I'm the Director of Public Relations at AAA Western and Central New York. Thank you so much for coming out here. This is an annual tradition that's been going on for decades, and we're pleased that it's still really relevant with the media. And we do know that our Schools Open, Drive Carefully message is more important now than ever before to keep our children safe and make sure people stay distraction-free on the roads. So every year we gather here together and we talk about how fast summer went by. And I don't know about you, but I feel like it went ultra fast this year. It just sped by, and here we are again, sending the children back to school. And again, we want to make sure that these children stay safe. So we have quite a lineup of speakers here today. We're thankful for all of our community partners who really prioritize this message that school's open and it is important for us to drive carefully. So today you're going to hear from Tony Spada. He's the CEO and president here at AAA Western and Central New York. Mark Schroeder is joining us, Commissioner of the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. Trooper James O'Callaghan, you all know from the New York State Police. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns is here with us today. Also Chief Carney from the Erie County Sheriff's Office. Chief Tommy Champion from the Buffalo Police Department. And then Captain Charles Persons from the Amherst Police Department. Also we have Mike Formanovich. He's our AAA Driver Training Manager. AAA Driver Training is celebrating 20 years this year. 20 years, two decades of teaching our young teen drivers how to get to and from school and every other place safely. And then we're going to talk about Labor Day travel with Brian Murray. He's our Senior Travel Manager. So we do have a lot to cover today. You're going to get a lot of information. So with no further ado, we'll get things started with Tony Spada.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And thank you all for coming. Really appreciate it, and thanks for everybody here. Soon millions of, school-aged children will be heading back to school. It's really an exciting time for all of them. It's also one of the most dangerous times on the roads. We're here gathered with our community partners to remind all drivers that it's everyone's responsibility to protect our precious students, like Olivia. That goes for all ages, from young children who are eager to meet their teachers to the first time teen drivers who are driving to school for the very first time. And I'm proud to say that AAA's Schools Open, Drive Carefully campaign was launched nationally in 1946, and 78 years later, it's still relevant in educating both students and drivers. Our school safety patrol program has been in effect for over 100 years. Yet, with the constant distractions behind the wheel and today's drivers are always in a rush, it's more imperative than ever to get the message across to use caution as summer winds down and a new school year gets underway. And we applaud our safety partners for joining us here today, and thank you all for your support. Together, we're asking our drivers to exercise great care and extreme caution near a school or playground. Children are often the least predictable and the most difficult to see. You're going to get some great advice from our experts today, and we encourage everyone to follow those tips and make it a safe start to the school year. Just remember, always stop for the school bus when the lights are flashing. Slow down, give yourself more time to get where you're going, and expect the unexpected. Please take extra precaution as we enter this school year and thereby create safe driving habits that you'll use for a lifetime. Now it's my pleasure to introduce our special guest, Commissioner Mark Schroeder from the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles.
Thank you. Mark. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Olivia, I need all the help I can get. You come with next. You come right next to me. Okay. How you doing?
Good.
I was in the private sector. I'm from Buffalo. I was in the private sector for 25 years. I served as an elected official for 17 years, and I've been the commissioner of DMV and the chair of the governor's traffic and safety committee since 2019. On behalf of the governor sends her regards. I was with her yesterday at the state fair. Many of you know she's the first woman governor of the state of New York. Some of you know she is the second governor from here, from Buffalo, but many of you don't know that she is the only governor, I know you know this, Mickey, she is the only governor in New York State history who actually ran a DMV. So that is really good for me. It's good for AAA. It's good for all of our partners. She understands us. She gets us. She supports us. And also, I just want to say thank you to Elizabeth Carey. She's an old neighborhood friend. And also, I'm so proud of AAA. AAA was founded in 1902. It guides 61 million members plus others who depend on the news from AAA. And what would AAA of Western New York and Central New York be without Tony Spada, the president and CEO? 43 years here, service. Excellence. And so and last year he was awarded the AAA's highest honor, the Champions Award. So congratulations to you, Tony, and happy retirement. You deserve it, brother. So I am so happy to be here for the Schools Open campaign. I want to especially, I agree with Elizabeth, thank you to the media. We need the media. We need your help. We need to convey the message to Western New York and Central New York on how important this part of the year is. And so I said something I remember a couple years ago. It was like August 29th, and I said in front of a teacher, "Summer's over." Oh my God, did the teacher get mad at me? She looked at me, she said, "Summer's not over." Okay, so there's 10 days left, right? But it's important to really center in on what is in front of us. And also, I just want to also agree with Tony, and I'm glad one of the subject matters here today is Labor Day safety. And just from a historical perspective, it was President Grover Cleveland in 1894 who proclaimed and made Labor Day a national holiday. And so, and let's just go back to 1894 for a second. There were 1,500 cars on the road in 1894. Today, in 2024, there is 290.8 million cars registered on the road. So let's please be extra careful. The Labor Day weekend, it is the busiest time of the year. Airports, highways, beaches, theme parks will be absolutely packed. TSA is saying there will be over 17.2 million people traveling. AAA projects a 9% increase this year. And so we want everybody to have a very safe and happy Labor Day. So as for the schools opening, please, please, I would encourage all of my friends in Western New York, in Central New York, to listen to my partners up here today as they talk about back to school safety, obeying lights on school buses, fines and penalties if you don't, and also teen driving safety. We do a program here with all of law enforcement. We do it across the state. It's called No Empty Chair, where we encourage young ones to know it's important to be safe so there's no empty chair at the prom or at the graduation. So in just a commercial note regarding a school bus driving shortage, the governor has directed me and DMV to implement a federal waiver. Many of you understand if to get a CDL bus driver, there is a component that says under the hood. That has been taken out. You can skip that part. And so it makes it easier for qualified applicants. And so DMV, we put out a press release this week. The steps interested New Yorkers should take to get a bus only CDL. So if you're interested in that, please go to our website and take a look. So finally, I just want to thank AAA for having us here today. I want to thank the governor for everything she's doing, especially regarding mental health and anxiety situation for law enforcement, for New Yorkers, also the public safety component that she is initiating, and also protecting kids on social media. So with that, as the commissioner of DMV and the chair of the governor's traffic and safety committee, one of our best partners is law enforcement, especially New York State Police. New York State troopers were established in 1917 to serve, protect, and defend the people of New York State. And I was with the superintendent of the state police yesterday, Steve James, and it's my pleasure. Am I introducing the state trooper to the podium? Okay. It's my pleasure to not only offer an opportunity for the state trooper, James O'Callaghan, but he's also somebody that we know, that we trust, and that works very hard for our community. James?
Thank you very much, okay. Commissioner. Good morning. Thank you all for being here. I'd like to thank AAA and obviously my law enforcement partners for being out here, but most importantly, Olivia, right? So she's going to keep Star Point Central School safe, which makes me proud because that's where I went to high school and that's where my kids currently go. So it is really cool to have that connection. But let's get down to business, right? This time of year is dangerous. It's a fun time for parents. It's a sad time for parents, depending on whether you want your kids to go to kindergarten or not. But that kindergarten, K through 3, make up 39% of the school population, but there's 69% of the fatality collisions when people pass a school bus. That's our youngest aged kids are the most at risk. And that is why we're here, that's why we're together. When we look at fine amounts, we look at anywhere from $250 to $1,000 fine. It's a lot of money. It's 5 points. I got the commissioner of DMV and the Erie County clerk behind me. They'll tell you 11 points, you lose your license. Yep. That's 5 points. So you're halfway there. But don't let that be the deterrent. The deterrent is you could kill or injure a child. That should be the deterrent. And at the end of the day, we want to keep our kids safe. New York State Police will be joined by other local law enforcement agencies to patrol, extra patrols out there, following buses and unmarked cars. That's what we do. Why do we do it? To keep our community safe, to keep our kids safe, to keep your kids safe. That's why we do it. And that's why we have a press conference like this again. I'd like to thank AAA for this opportunity. And now it's my good pleasure to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns.
Thank you.
Good job.
Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Tony. You know, thank you to our friends in law enforcement. And finally, thank you, Olivia. You didn't know you were going to get a history question. Poor Olivia didn't start school yet, but the commissioner is so good at history. So you get a special extra credit. The commissioner will write you a letter and get you an extra special credit.
Count on it.
So Brian and I had a quick note about commissioner, about a DMV transaction for his son. And I'm glad that went so well, Brian. But it's funny because in addition to that, Tony, I just want to give and compliment AAA, a great review. I am a AAA member. And fortunately and unfortunately, I had to use your services the other day. My car wouldn't start. The battery just sitting there for a couple days, and within minutes they came out, very professional, and got me back on the road. Wonderful. So thank you, AAA. Thank you, Tony. Great job. As everyone knows, and our previous speakers have stated, the importance of driving a vehicle. There's over 121,000 students, just like Olivia, that will be returning back to school, and each day, not each year, each day there's over 50,000 people that throughout New York State that will go through those flashing red lights and unfortunately commit a traffic infraction. Unfortunately, our law enforcement friends can't catch every single person. But as Jim previously noted, if you are caught, and I've seen this many times where people come in and 5 points on an 11-point suspension is a lot. So what we're advocating people today is, now as we start the school year, put the phones down, and we will be going out into the schools once again. Each year we have our pledge, our safe driving pledge, that we go out and we have the parents, the students sign to make sure that they understand that the life-threatening dangers of distracted driving and driving under the influence. And they will pledge to do the following. They will not receive text messages, tweet, speak on the cell phone, or use any distracting technology while driving. Here's something, it was a local assembly member, I'm gonna give you a little history lesson, that brought forth the bill for the seatbelt law. But you must wear a seatbelt, and that's everyone, including myself, at all times, and all passengers. I will be a good passenger and not distract the driver. And of course, the one thing that we're seeing, and law enforcement knows, is with some of the changes in the laws, is driving under the influence. Just because something has changed, and it may be legal, if you drive high, you're under the influence. And remember that. So once again, we want to thank all of our partners. We work very closely. We're very, very lucky. I know he mentioned the governor being local, but we're very lucky to have a local DMV commissioner. I'm going to give him a shout out. When CrowdStrike happened and the world was down, the commissioner put his team together and we were able to get up back and running in a couple days. And that's incredible when you think about it. We worked with him and his team. So commissioner, thank you. Tony, Elizabeth, you do a great job, obviously. And of course, Tim and all the team, great, great job. So with that, Chief Carney's gonna come up from the Erie County Sheriff's Office and he's gonna explain law enforcement's role going forward. And congratulations, Olivia, on that. That's an important job you have, okay?
Thank you. Good job, Mickey.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to be here today. What I'd like to talk about is distracted driving and its possible effects on back-to-school traffic. With more buses and vehicles on the road, your time to react may decrease. This makes it even more important to put the cell phone down and give driving your full attention. Young children walking and biking to school are extremely vulnerable. Parents should be speaking with their teen drivers about the threats distracted driving presents. Distracted driving has never been a bigger concern in our community as it is right now. Cell phones and GPS infotainment systems are in just about every vehicle that goes down the road. In 2023, about 10% of all the crashes the ECSO, a crash investigation unit, investigated were because of distracted driving. Nationwide, thousands of people die each year in motor vehicle accidents involving distracted drivers. The Erie County Sheriff's Office is dedicated to working with its partners to keep the roads safe. Law enforcement agencies, including the Erie County Sheriff's Office, are watching for speeding and distracted driving this Labor Day weekend. If you receive an urgent call or a text, pull over and make the call or the text in response. With all the buses and kids back on the road, we're just asking everyone to be extra vigilant until everybody gets used to the increase in traffic and the slower commute times. Having said that, it's my pleasure to turn the podium over to Chief Tommy Champion from the Buffalo Police Department. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like that. Good morning. So good morning to Olivia as well. Good morning. So it's good to see everyone. A new school year brings with it all the excitement and promise and some challenges in regards to our safety and our small citizens making sure they can receive an education which will guide them for the rest of their lives, right? Right. So we've been fortunate enough to take part in the AAA Schools Open Drive Carefully Conference annually to help create safety awareness for the public. Tips such as looking both ways, operating at safe speeds, stopping completely at traffic devices, and also making sure you stop before the crosswalk, being mindful of obstructions, which may make it hard to see a child who might be a little shorter in height, checking mirrors, obeying traffic rules, crossing guards and traffic devices should also be obeyed, eliminating distractions, as mentioned, such as cell phones, infotainment devices, GPS devices, and also important to leaving early to eliminate the need to rush and the temptation to speed in the mornings. Following several public media and social media reports and announcements, this particular school year will be the first where school buses throughout the city have been equipped with stop arm cameras, which will be utilized to detect illegal passing in an effort to make our roads safer for our children. To allow citizens adequate time to adjust to these camera changes, a current grace period, which started on July 1st and will end on September 30th, has been implemented. During this time period, there has been informational campaigns to create public awareness. Infractions captured on the bus arm cameras will result in violation warnings, letters, and regards to vehicle New York State traffic law 1174 and 1174A, respectively. Starting on October 1st, however, these summonses will be issued to the registered vehicle owners. Instead of the previous warnings received as we begin the school year, in order to better and more effectively serve our citizens and reduce dangerous infractions which may harm our most vulnerable residents. So we ask our citizens to take their time, be mindful of their environments, give yourself extra time in the morning to make sure that you're not having to rush and having to speed, plan ahead, and always stop at red. So I'd like to hand it over to my colleague, Captain Persons at Amherst Police Department.
Thank you, Chief Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. As drivers, we definitely need to be aware of the unique challenges on our roadways, and especially during the back-to-school season. There's likely to be a large increase in vehicular and pedestrian traffic. We all must exercise a little more patience and courteousness to pedestrians and other drivers. Slowing down a little or yielding the right of way can be the difference between everyone arriving safely and a tragic accident. It is paramount for the safety of our children that all drivers obey crossing guards and the traffic control devices in school zones and our surrounding neighborhoods. In addition, drivers should be observant of pedestrians and exercise caution when approaching them. Children walking to school are often inexperienced or unaware of proper traffic safety. Parents and guardians should ensure that the children understand proper pedestrian safety. Parents should plan a safe route with their children and practice a safe route before school starts. When possible, children under the age of 10 should be accompanied by an adult or responsible teenager while walking to school. Parents should also teach the children to cross at intersections, to always use crosswalks when available, to always look before crossing the street and wait until traffic is clear, to walk across the street and not to run, when it is proper to cross the street, how to understand a pedestrian signal head, to use sidewalks if they're available, and if a sidewalk is not available, to walk against traffic. They should teach them to obey crossing guards, to walk with a friend if possible, and to not walk while texting, using earbuds, or doing anything else that's going to distract them while walking to school. Vigilance is the key to safe travels. Teaching our children proper safety, leaving a few minutes early in the morning, attentiveness, and driving defensively are always good ideas. I'd now like to introduce Mike Formanowicz from AAA Driver Training.
Thank you. Thank you, Captain. Good morning. We've heard advice for teen drivers today, and at AAA, we are very familiar with young drivers. I am happy to announce that AAA Driver Training is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Over the last two decades, our driving instructors have taught thousands and thousands of teenagers the rules of the road and how to safely operate a vehicle. In that time, we've evolved to meet the changing needs of new drivers and the automotive landscape. Integrating the latest safety technologies and driving techniques, we've also added an electric vehicle to our instructional fleet. What hasn't changed is our commitment to surpassing industry standards when it comes to classroom instruction and behind-the-wheel training. This month, we're running several promotions to celebrate our 20th anniversary. If you have a teenager who will need in-car driving lessons, I encourage you to sign up in advance. In the meantime, students can take the 5-hour course and other classes online. With so many new drivers on our roads, AAA is urging motorists to be aware of less experienced student drivers returning to high school and college. In addition, we're asking all drivers, especially our teenage drivers, to avoid distractions behind the wheel, put your cell phones away, out of sight, and keep your eyes on the road. Now with a look at Labor Day travel trends, Brian Murray.
Good morning, everybody. There's been a lot of talk about back to school this morning, but before we get there, we still have one final long holiday weekend of summer to enjoy. Labor Day is the last opportunity for families to get away before school opens next week, and it will certainly be a busy weekend, capping off a record-breaking summer travel season. Here's some trends we're seeing this holiday weekend. Domestic bookings for travel within the U.S. are up 9% compared to last year. Top destination is Seattle, the same as last year, but this year numbers are up 30% compared to last year as travelers enjoy Alaskan cruises. Anchorage and Juneau are also at the top of that list. The interest in Alaska explains why Vancouver is the top international destination. Alaskan cruise season is limited to spring, summer, and very early fall, so travelers who are interested should book now for 2025 and even 2026. Other top destinations include Orlando, New York, and Boston. Internationally, there's interest in Rome, London, Paris, and Dublin. Of course, many travelers will take to the roads and enjoy camping trips. We're seeing a lot of local travelers going to the Finger Lakes, the Adirondacks, the Thousand Islands, down to Myrtle Beach and the Outer Banks. Looking ahead, route requests for New England trips are picking up as well as people are preparing for fall foliage and winery tours. Whether you're traveling by car or plane, give yourself extra time this weekend. TSA is gearing up for a record-breaking holiday weekend. Arrive at the airport 2 hours in advance. Download your airline's app for the latest flight information. Be prepared for traffic congestion, especially in big cities. Roads will especially be busy today, tomorrow, and Monday. And then, of course, Tuesday, very busy with school buses. As always, I say, pack your patience. On behalf of AAA Travel, have a safe holiday weekend. Now I'd like to turn it back to Elizabeth Carey.
Thanks, Brian. Okay, well, I messed up. I was saving Olivia here as the grand finale, but apparently she already stole the show and she's the star of the show because everyone already mentioned her. So putting the elected officials and our friends at the guns first didn't get very far because everyone wants to talk about Olivia here. So this is Olivia Lawrence and she's a AAA school safety patroller. So AAA school safety patrol has been around more than 100 years. And usually it's students in fifth and sixth grade. And these are leadership roles where the students help kindergartners get on and off the bus or remind students to walk, not run in the hallway. And they do provide guidance to students throughout the different school districts. So over the summer, we packed up school safety patrols that AAA supplies to hundreds of schools, any school across the region, for free. And we packed up enough supplies to safeguard about 37,000 students. And those are just schools that had new orders this summer. If you know of a school that wants to take part in safety patrol, please let them reach out to us, and we'd be happy to get them on board with the program. And Olivia knows how great it is, right? And you got a taste of this public speaking today. Maybe you'll be an elected official someday. But Nick Filipowski is with us from the Williamsville Central School District. All the Williamsville elementary schools, some of the middle schools, are part of the AAA School Safety Patrol program. And he supplied the school bus today, and we just let him make a few closing remarks here.
Well, I want to first thank AAA Elizabeth Carey, Mr. Spada for having us, our law enforcement partners who continue to be proactive and diligent in keeping our community safe. As many of you know, with back to school, safety and security is one of the top priorities that we have in Williamsville, and I know many school districts have it as their top priority as well. And as many of you have heard Dr. Brownhall say throughout his tenure here as superintendent in Williamsville, is community members, our parents, our guardians, they entrust us with their most precious cargo to get to and from school for arrival and dismissal safely every single day. So the more proactive we are in ensuring that we're doing everything that we can to keep them safe on a daily basis, being very mindful when we're behind the wheel of a car, paying attention to walkers, students who are riding their bikes to school, paying attention to school buses, being prepared to stop. The more proactive we can be and the less distracted that we can be, as many of our law enforcement officials have said today, put the phones away, be cognizant, be observant of what's going on around you. We want to make sure that all our students, all our staff are able to get to and from school safely every single day. Thank you.
Great, thank you. So a very important message. I know you heard a lot today. Just real quick, Labor Day travel. Gas prices are down compared to last year. People are ready to pack up and head out. AAA, as Mickey mentioned, his car broke down. We're known for AAA emergency roadside service. Last year, AAA responded to about 10,000 emergency calls over Labor Day weekend just in New York State. This year, we expect those numbers to grow. So a reminder to everyone heading out, make sure the car is in good working order. Check the tire pressure. Check that battery in advance. Anything you can do to make sure you stay safe. Pack that emergency kit in your car in case you do break down so you're comfortable with water and snacks.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.